I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World. Berlin is no stranger to controversy, especially around its monuments. The city's Holocaust Memorial was built in 2005. It was covered with an anti-graffiti coating that was made by a subsidiary of the company that produced poison used in the gas chambers. Well, now there's a different controversy over a memorial for the Nazis' homosexual victims. Daniel Estrin reports from Berlin.
In the center of Berlin, in a park, is a large concrete slab. On the slab is a window. Behind the window is a silent black-and-white film. Alexander Tsin is a gay activist.
You see two young men kissing each other. It's a never-ending kiss, yeah.
It's Germany's memorial to the homosexual victims of the Nazi regime. In 1935, the Nazis formulated new laws against gay sex, stating that even a kiss between two men could be prosecuted, hence the image in the video. The film of two men kissing prompted opposition, but not from the people you might expect. Lesbian groups in Germany say the memorial completely ignores homosexual women who suffered under the Nazis.
Why should two young men kissing each other remain on Nazi time?
Ilse Kokula is a retired professor and researcher of lesbian social history.
Young lesbians came in concentration camp and died. I want that this memorial represent lesbians.
That's what she and others have been arguing since 2006, when the design for the memorial was first made public. Around that time, a feminist magazine in Germany ran a series of exposés alleging that lesbian concentration camp inmates were persecuted for their sexuality. The magazine ran a campaign to change the memorial's film so that it would include lesbians. The German parliament got involved and came up with a compromise. Every 2 years, the film would be replaced by a new one. Ilse Kokula says the memorial organizers assured her,
Ilse, the next film is about two women, yeah?
The story should have ended there. But then, earlier this year, right before the film was to be replaced, Germany's Minister of Culture received a letter. It was signed by each and every director of Germany's concentration camp memorial sites. I spoke with two of them, Gunter Morsch and Inse Eschebach.
We are against the changing of the film. There are a lot of homosexuals which were tortured, which were murdered in the concentration camps, but there was no specific action against the lesbian people.
There were lesbian prisoners here, yes, but these were women who were brought to Ravensbrück for different reasons.
There's nothing to discuss. The discussion was closed in 1935.
That 1935 discussion was convened by the Minister of Justice during the Nazi regime. Sex between men had been officially illegal in Germany since the late 19th century, but the ministry rewrote the German criminal code so that a kiss or even a suggestive look between men would be grounds for arrest. But lesbians were left alone.
They made the decision they didn't want to prosecute lesbians.
Alexander Tsin, the activist, says the Nazis assumed lesbians could still be persuaded to have children for the sake of their homeland. Historians today agree that Germany's lesbian community was forced underground, but they were not sent to camps en masse, as gay men were. That's one reason why Tsin is against portraying lesbians in this memorial. But German historian Andreas Nechama sees things completely differently.
The memorial is a public affair, and the memorial has little to do with the history in that sense. It's our view back.
It's a surprising attitude for Nechama to take as the director of a major exhibit at the site of the former SS headquarters. But still, he thinks that in a way, memorials are meaningless, at least as markers of history.
One day, no one will care about what happened, and then you don't need a memorial anymore. You know, there are so many memorials in Germany from the 19th century. No one knows anymore what kind of history is behind it. So here people know and care, debate, and that's living history.
Germany's culture minister is standing by the decision to change the film every 2 years. He says the monument doesn't just commemorate the persecuted. It serves as a symbol against intolerance toward gays and lesbians. In January, a jury is expected to select the next video to appear in the memorial. Alexander Tsin, the activist, says he's been told by the jury organizer that all of the shortlisted films include women. For The World, I'm Daniel Estrin, Berlin.
This report was co-produced by Vox Tablet, the weekly podcast of Tablet magazine.